Did you know there was a time when kings and queens ruled Park City as well as cleaned, cooked, and staffed the front desk at the Chateau Après Lodge? This is Hope Woodside with your weekly Park City History Bit. Back in the 1970s and 80s, the owners of Chateau Après, Ed and Sue Hosenfeld, ran ads throughout the United States to recruit children to help them run the lodge with their own 8 children. To boost response, they nicknamed the positions Kings and Queens. At the start of each season, local boys would scramble to the lodge to check out the arrival of the newest Chateau Queens. Despite the attention, these royals worked hard for their room board and free ski pass. KPCW's Leslie Thatcher came to Park City to be a Chateau Queen, and Terry Whitney, who now runs the Snowflower Lodge, saw an ad in her local paper in Fullerton, California. Terry immediately wanted to go, but her mom insisted on meeting the Hosenfelds first to be sure it wasn't a prostitution ring. Riding on a small bus to Park City December 7th in 1980, Terry sat next to a surfer nicknamed Lad, who was also hired to be a Chateau King. His real name turned out to be Doug, and the chance encounter turned into a real storybook romance and 34 years and running marriage.
This Park City History Bit is brought to you by the Park City Museum, where you can explore Park City history every day on Main Street. Sponsored by Julie Hopkins of Keller Williams Real Estate.